Welcome to Monday. It's 10 minutes after 5. And thanks, everybody, for letting us have a few minutes to, hang out, talk about a few things, have a cup of coffee, and, get Monday off to a great start. First of all, gentlemen, how do we do over the weekend? Everybody all right? Anybody do anything fun and exciting and odd and unusual?
Yes.
Yes?
Took my kids to their first trip. We've been here 10 years. It's time for our first trip to Wisconsin Dells, to the water park capital of the world.
Are you serious? You haven't been to the Dells before now?
And you survived.
Well, we were going to go to one of the big outdoor water parks, but, you know, the weather on Saturday was supposed to be a chance of
iffy
thunderstorms. You know, did you get a refund if a thunderstorm?
No.
All sales final, sir. So we went to the very large indoor water park.
Yeah.
Had a great time. And part of that park is outside. And we spent more time inside than outside,
sure.
And still I'm sunburned to a crisp.
Good for you. That's the way the summer should be. You should start the summer off with a nice crispy burn. Precisely. You know what? I went to the Dells for the first time when I was, I don't know, like 12 or 13. I was with my dad, and we went to the Dells. We spent the night there.
It's a much different place now than when I was a kid, and even when you were a kid, probably.
Was there last year. Took my mother-in-law and my daughter and wife and everybody. We went to the Dells, and it has grown up a lot in that time frame from, 30 years ago to now. It's grown up a lot, but it's still basically the same. There weren't all the water parks there.
There were no water parks. A water park, when I was a kid, was a little outdoor swimming pool at the little motel. The motels where the doors open right out into the parking lot.
Yeah.
That was Wisconsin Dells in the 1960s.
The motel. That's, here, you want to go to the water park? Yeah, here's your floaty. Go swim in the pool.
They had a reenactment of an old Wild West shootout in an old ghost town. They had storybook gardens where you could wander around and look at stone sculptures of fairy tale creatures. And then, of course, the boat trip along the Dells, which is what the Dells was originally famous for, the ducks and the ride along the Dells.
We went on the same, I took my family on the same duck tour that my dad took me on.
Sure. Did you do the ducks, Chris? Did you take the kids out to show them the actual Dells?
My kids had no time for any of this. It
was
all about how big or how scary of a water slide can we push Dad down?
Oh.
Nice.
And my water slide tolerance has gone up tremendously.
Really? Good
trip.
For you. Good for you. You didn't have issues pulling bathing suits out of places they don't belong after being shoved down.
That happens all the time on a water slide, doesn't it?
Not doing that. No.
You know what? I realize when I go on a trip like this that I'm more dependent on my glasses than ever before.
Uh-huh.
The amount of eye candy that I missed out on not seeing because I can't wear my glasses was tremendous.
You know, you probably saved yourself, though, because what you thought was eye candy because of your eye problems may have been, it may have been a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, the incoming freshman linebacker for the Wisconsin Badgers. Why, you're a sir.
Ma'am, sir. You have a very hairy back. Anyway, so that's
that degenerated quickly.
Yeah, of course it does. Welcome to the program. What I thought funny when we were down there is we took the same, I think it's the same company, because I think it's the exact same trucks that went down there. Same jokes.
Oh, the duck tour?
At the same time. It was precise. And I remember going, oh, my gosh, I remember this. I remember that. I remember this. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful trip. So congratulations. What about you? Did you do anything fun and exciting?
It's summer. I'm at the ballpark all the time. So until the end of July, I'll be
happy
at the ballpark. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it makes you happy.
Absolutely.
Well, finally something makes you happy. All right. Well, it was a completely, totally lazy weekend. I did absolutely nothing. Nothing. Although I did discover I want to wash and wax one of the cars. That I realize I didn't do it.
You'll have somebody do it for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you will.
I'll take it in. I'll have it detailed.
Yeah.
And I'll sit there and relax and have a grand old time.
I don't see you out there with a chamois rubbing that thing.
No, it's just not my cup of tea, brother. Just not my cup of tea. Lots of things we're going to do today. It's going to be a fun Monday. Don't go anywhere. We will be back after these brief massages.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe? Is it? Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door!
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.